Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au.
I got on the line Roscoe and Duane. We're talking about New Caledonia, but its real name is Kanaki. Good morning, brothers.
Hey, Rob. Hello, Robbie. How are you?
Are you there? Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can now, yes.
Hey, Joanne. How are you there too, brother?
Hey, we're good. We're good.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, listener.
Yes. Thanks for joining us here at Community Radio 3CR here in Melbourne. There's been some interesting developments over there in Kanaki in the last week. You want to tell us about, you know, what the real story is for us here in Nam here in Melbourne?
Not a problem, Robbie. I thought I'd get Duane on. Duane, Kanaki man living in Cairns currently. Morning, Duane. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
And as Robbie says, there's been some developments. After a year of disquiet in Kanaki, May 13 in 2024, there was what people are describing as an uprising, what I would say is an attempted coup, which in fact succeeded on Christmas Eve when the government of Kanaki, the Kanak-dominated government, was overturned by a loyalist government, has now led to a series of meetings in Paris staged by the President Emmanuel Macron, and this week has led to what they're calling autonomy. I wonder, Duane, if you might be able to give us an idea about what this autonomy actually means.
Yes. So just first of all, I just want to thank you for inviting me. And also, before speaking, I just want to pay my respect to the traditional owners of the land where I am now, the Kuku-Yalanji people, and for allowing me to stand here and speaking now.
Thank you, Juan. Thank you.
This week we just signed an agreement, the loyalists, like, and the independentists and the French government and state with the Prime Minister and the President Macron. They're gonna make a referendum next year in February, to consult the people and ask them if they want or no, like to put this agreement in place in Kanaki.
This will be the fourth referendum, will it not, on the question of independence? This referendum in February 2026, it will be the fourth time this question has been asked?
Yes, the three referendum we had before, they were for the independence, but now that one is going to be for the agreement. They're going to ask if the main subject of the agreement is that they're going to recognize New Caledonia as a state inside France. And there's also other point, like defreezing the vote list, like open to more people. And
so when you say defreezing the vote list, you mean adding French citizens to the electoral roll?
Yeah, French citizen that came, because before you were supposed to be living in New Caledonia before 1998, and now they just signed that agreement, and the thing that happened last year in 13th May was mainly because the loyalists wanted to open that defreeze that electoral list. So now a lot of my friends and family, there's some thinking that it doesn't make sense because we lost people, 13 people died last year, passed away, and now they signed something that goes against what we were fighting for last year.
For the listener, 13th of May last year, the UN has reported twice now on the violence, the pogrom by the French government since May 13 last year. The official death toll is 13 young peace militants, Kanaki peace militants, but there are 500 people missing. 2,600 arrested and 500 people unaccounted for.
Oh, wow.
So this agreement that they've been asked to sign, was there any representation for customary owners, for traditional owners in this negotiation?
In this negotiation, there was only independentists and loyalists. There was no custodian representative. Yeah.
How, when you say loyalists, so loyalists are French people?
Loyalists, most of them are French people or Caledonian people that migrate and settle in New Caledonia during colonization and even now. But you also have some people like from the Pacific or even some kind of people that are like loyalists, like because they call them loyalists because they like loyal to France. Mm.
Yeah. And when you say independentists, who are you referring to?
Independentists that referring to the politicians. So there is two main groups, one called UC, Caledonian Union, and another one called Union, National Union for Independence. Yes.
So FLNKS might be a term that people are aware of. Do you think FLNKS, meaning a representation of the union movement, the political side of the union movement?
Yeah, the president of FLNKS, Bichu, they didn't invite him to participate to that meeting. He wanted to go, but he's been refused at the door.
Christian Tien, who is the president of the FLNKS, which is the largest independence political party in Kanaky, he has been in prison in France for a year. Is that right?
Yeah, for a year. Yeah.
Just last year. Recently released.
Yeah. He's been released like I think 1 month ago, but he can't come back. They don't allow him to come back in New Guinea. He just stay in France for now. Yeah.
And so he was available in France to attend these meetings, but was refused.
Refused at the door. Yes, that's it.
So he tried to attend, but they refused to let him in.
Yes. That was 10 days ago, because they started the meeting 10 days ago. They didn't find a solution. And that agreement, they signed it like around 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning on Sunday. So everyone was exhausted, I think, it's not something, it's like pressure, it's like force, not something built in a peace, you know?
And for someone like you, Yuan, who are from Kanaky, who believes in independence, how do you feel about this agreement?
So I'm talking to my cousin back home, and for the people, the people and their everyday life, the life of every day, it's a bit hard because everything is expensive now. you live in near the city. So, yeah, they said they don't want to say something about that because it's, like, too early. But, yeah, for me, it's like they always, like, I don't know how to say, they put bandage, you know, like, you get an injury and then put bandage and bandage and bandage, but they never, like, treat the problem in the...
So we just keep putting a band-aid on the symptom, but not actually treating the problem.
Yeah, not treating that. Yeah, and every time and, agreement, and keep going. And I don't know what they wait maybe to take all the nickel, all the mine, and all the resources, and then they're gonna leave. I don't know, but it's always like that. Always. I was born in 1991, so just after the call. What they call the event, and so I've been growing up by waiting that independence that day, and in 1998, they signed an agreement, and for the referendum. So we did the referendum, and then it didn't. The third one, they did the third one, but we boycotted. We didn't show up to vote, and now they're signing another agreement. And it's like we spent all our life like struggling, and but it's strange because the in the real life, everyday life, you see the people. They do the job. They like growing, make business, everything. Like, but in the political sphere, it's different. It seems like they make everything harder than it should. You know.
Yeah. And so in Kanaki or New Caledonia, so-called New Caledonia, mm-hmm. one of the issues is that there's a large store of nickel, with it, copper, gold. And other mineral deposits. The French have used that and milked it over the 171 years of occupation. New Caledonia was annexed in 1853, dear listener. Since that day, the nickel mines have provided France with a huge amount of income. Now, Robbie, your listener will realise that nickel is used for bullet casings and bomb casings.
True.
Bombs dropping on Gaza as we speak are encased in nickel mined from the mines in New Caledonia. And so part of this continued aggression and continued colonization is to continue to have access to that mineral wealth. Now, also, your listener, Robbie, will know that at the moment in Kingston, Jamaica, as we speak, the International Seabed Authority is meeting to ratify a mining code over 70% of the world's oceans. Those oceans, the UN say, are unowned. There's an aquanullius going on in the UN as we speak to continue the access by colonizing countries like France to the resources needed to create new munitions that are raining down on people in Gaza as we speak.
So what can we do about that, Roscoe and Juan? Like, it's going to steamroll us as always have. And so what can we do here? You know, what can we do here to help and make ourselves more informed? The other question I've got, do they ever do a treaty over there in Kanaki with the mob to begin with?
This whole thing's based on a treaty, Robbie. This is what Duane was just saying. There was a civil war in Kanaki in between 1974 and 1984. The peace deal is called the Noumea Accord. It is a peace treaty. Macron became the president. The first thing he said was Vive la France. The second thing he said was New Caledonia is France, and has walked back from that treaty from that day. Yuan, when was Macron elected?
So the president there elected for 5 years, and I think it's his second mandate now, mandature. So it's like 10 years ago, 2014. Yep.
So the treaty was signed when you were about 7 years old, is that right?
Yes.
And that's been in place ever since, and the country was working towards self-government before Macron was elected, is that right?
Sorry?
So the treaty was signed when you were about 7 years old in 1998, and Macron has been working against that treaty since he was elected.
Yes.
And Robbie was asking what people could do. On September the 24th this year, there's an anniversary of the Declaration of Independence by a thing called the Inash Ni Kanaki. Mm-hmm. It is the organisation of the chiefs of Kanaki, the customary owners of that country. They are celebrating the 12-month anniversary of that declaration. Yuan, do you think maybe we should all just go there to the island of Mare, to La Rouche, and be solid with Sinawami and the other chiefs?
I'm from a tribe called Tambwa. It's in the north part of the island, and the traditional chief from my tribe is with the movement Inat Nekanaki, and they're defending the Kanak voice, traditional Kanak voice. And they just asked to be part of the discussion because everything they just made a pressed communique,
press release, yes.
And explaining that we had since the civil war in 1984, and then the Accord de Nouméa that you were telling, and Accord de Matignon, they did in France. In 1988, they signed the Accord de Matignon, and since that, they had 30 years. Now I'm 34, but all that time, they had all those years to build something for us. But the only thing they did is just fighting each other and the loyalists against the politician, independentist politician. And so what the traditional owners said, they did the communique yesterday or today. They said that you had 30 years to build something. What did you do? Now everything that's happening now, it's your fault. So we want now to be in the discussion, because you haven't heard us, they just made the own way, keep on fighting each other, and now it's like we just come back at the same point at the beginning, and who is struggling? The real one who's struggling is the people, and mostly the Kanak people, because we are manual job, hard job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes we face discrimination to find a place to rent, a place to stay in Umea, discrimination in a nightclub. Everything has been studied. There is statistic and everything. It's not just me. No. You can find the study. So we're facing discrimination. The prison is full of now. The new agreement. They wrote in the new agreement that they're going to build a third one, three prisons. There's already one in the south, one in the north. They're going to build a third one. So. Just in small island and free prison for a small island. So maybe the problem is not the people. The problem is how they run the country. Because,
absolutely. It sounds very familiar to our country here. I just want to know, what's the percentage of indigenous people there, Kanaki people, in that place, in Kanaki? What's the percentage of your people? And... have you got any proper representation in the parliament there? And How does that work?
So the percentage is, I think it's around 45% of Kanak people. They just, this year, they just made a recensement, like to update the all the data.
Census.
Yes, in the government, yeah, there is, like I said, the representative politician, but yeah, independentist and loyalist. They are all together, and there are also some political parties that are in the middle, and like it's mostly Oceanian people, like from Wallis and Futuna, from Tahiti, you know, that migrate to New Caledonia. So it's, they are like in the middle between loyalists and independents. But all of them, they all in the same government. There is a Congress. They vote their own law.
I get the feeling that you're a little bit apprehensive about this upcoming, is it a referendum coming up, or you'd be very apprehensive about how that's going to go down? That's what I'm feeling now. You know, we can be a bit concerned about what's going to happen in the near future.
Yeah. Today, in the news today, I've just seen that they're gonna put an escort for the politicians because they're coming back on the island and they're scared.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be escorted by cops. They're scared for their life because they signed that agreement.
Okay.
There has been a reinforcement of 8,000 military in New Caledonia. There's only 110,000 people in New Caledonia.
Jeez. Well, that says it all, really, doesn't it? You can see what's coming, and what can we do? You know, what can we do here, and how can we help? We can see what's going on.
There's a delegation going to that anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in September. Dear listener, anybody on the radio who's interested to be involved in solidarity with Kanaki can get in contact with the station, and we'll provide you with information about how to join that delegation.
All right, Roscoe and Duan, what else would you want to add before we wind up?
I have a song, if I can see. I don't know if I have time.
Brother.
It's a song I'm going to sing for Eddie Koiki Mabu.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah.
So good, you can hear?
Yep.
Yeah.
When James Cook was planted, his flag on my ancestors' feet, he didn't think Isaac was dangerous. When you people saw the flying flag, they lived mostly in peace. They didn't ratify the fact, betraying the ancestor. When the weight of ship invaded the bay, covering coast and land, drawing and wood, dangerous band. When the beach was covered, yes, as well as the landscape, there were no way to escape. We all was not an option, hey. When you begin to fight, the smoke about, there are any loose now. You found the required way of pulling the natural low, no. When I met you for the first time, you spoke about our land, yeah. We walked together in town to win the trial, yeah. When I saw you, my boy, Edigo, you, my boy, suffering died down, I read this in my life. When I saw you, my boy, Edigo, you, my boy, suffering died down, I read this in my life. When I saw you quaking my blue eyes, all my people, your story was your original story. You were born in Mare Island, one of the Torres Strait, yeah.
this man of North Queensland, golden by the brown day. And you walk in purling, but you walk on the rim. You were the guardian of the university. Yeah. And then you learn your own story of rubber property. No way, it's not there. This land or our world, I know. This land or our world, hey. When you begin to fight, to spoke about your own illusion, no. You found the required way, upholding the natural law, no, no. When I met you for the first time, you spoke about our land, yeah, yeah. We walk together in town, doing the trial, yeah, 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 yeah. When I say you, my boy, Eddie, go give my boy, suffering die down, I read this in my life. When I say you, my boy, Eddie, go give my boy, suffering die down, I read this in my life. When I say you, my boy, Eddie, go give my boy, suffering die down, I read this in my life. When I say you, my boy, Eddie, go give my boy, suffering die down, I read this in my life.
Thank you.
What was that? Robbie,
that sounded great. Name. Thanks, Duane.
Yeah, Rob, thank you.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Robbie, there's a deep connection between Kanaki, Australia, and interestingly, Jamaica. Koiki Mabo is from Kanaki.
Oh, right. Gee.
Koiki Mabo is a Kanando from Kanaki.
Wow.
Now, remember that it is Jamaican, black Jamaicans who bring religion to the Torres Strait.
Ooh.
On their way to the Torres Strait, they stopped off in Kanaki and they dropped off my great-grandmother, Caroline Brown.
Wow. Well, sound like Bob Marley there too.
Bob Marley, Caroline Brown is from Brownstown. Brownstown is where the Marleys are from. They are from a place called Nine Mile, which is nine miles from Brownstown.
Wow.
Caroline Brown was the old lady they dropped off in Kanaki, in Leifu.
Wow.
And the other connection there, Roscoe, is is the cane cutting in North Queensland.
Exactly, and Koiki Mabo was taken from Kanaki to Ingham.
Ah.
He was owned, Koiki Mabo was owned by the family of the current Premier of Queensland, David Crisafulli.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, geez.
Koiki Mabo is a Kananda. Remember, originally Koiki had to prove that piece of land was his. Why did he have to prove that? Because he wasn't from Mer Island.
Ah.
Koiki Mabo is a customary adopted person.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. And he was adopted from Kanaki.
Jeez.
Wow. He is a Kanando. He is a Jamaican Kanaki from Leifu.
Jesus.
A direct descendant of Caroline Brown.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow. Yeah, I knew that he was adopted, but I didn't know where from.
I found that out this week, dear listener, from a Kanaki bus driver in Thoreau in New South Wales.
Right,
my cousin, Jelano Kanando.
Wow,
well, good work there, Roscoe. That's good research, and man, and he was owned by the family of Crisafulli, yeah?
By the current Premier of Queensland, who has been boasting since he was elected of the 155 black children that he's had arrested since he was elected.
Right, yeah.
David Crisafulli is a slaver.
All makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yes.
Hey, it's fantastic. Duane, you on?
Yes.
And that was a fantastic song, and thanks for singing that to us.
Thank you.
And thanks, Roscoe, for making that happen. And we'll talk again soon, hopefully. And just want to wish you well there, and keep us informed, because you know, they got French business here as well, so you know, we're better influence in some way, yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you for your time today, Robbie. Thank you, Duane.
Thank you, Robbie.
Good to hear from you again.
My pleasure. You have a great day, eh?
You too. Thank you.
See you, mate.
Yeah.
See you, brother.
Au revoir.
Yeah, that was Roscoe and Duane talking about issues over there in Kanaki, also known as New Caledonia, colonised by the French, oppressed by them as well. You can see what's going on. If you want more information, you can contact me here at 3CR, and I'll put you in touch with them fellas. So keep your ear to the ground. They've got a referendum coming up in the near future. It'd be just more a colonial institution trying to forcibly assimilate them people there, I'm pretty sure. They'd be engineering all the immigration going into that place like they do here. It's very similar in how that all goes down.
Listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au. /Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.